The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie. That's EdenPureDeals.com, discount code Howie. Shipping is free.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Traditionally, the network covering the Super Bowl gets an interview with the President of the United States.
Okay. What are we doing?
We have formally asked for that interview, but we have not received an answer yet.
Because he's scared, Jerry.
We're running out of days.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
So what's the policy that your administration is going to have after Title 42 is lifted?
First of all,
we're in trouble.
In my time in Congress, I have never seen anything like this. Dozens and dozens of whistleblowers.
I'm an anonymous whistleblower. I worked on a top secret project called Operation Hiving Maving.
FBI agents coming to us, talking about what's going on, the political nature at the Justice Department.
Well, looks like the cows have come home to roost.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. There's another song that might apply from the Fab Four from Liverpool for the naked woman kicking the...
Hey Jude.
Hey Nude.
Don't make it bad.
Don't kick me in the stones.
Take a sad song and make it better.
That's enough. Thank you, Limerick Guy. Thank you, 917, for help. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. So this is a very interesting story about the relatively new mayor of Boston, Michelle Wu, has now got a little bit of a scandal here. Frieda Brasfield, the administration and finance director in Mayor Michelle Wu's office, was arraigned Friday on state money laundering charges in an alleged prison drug smuggling scheme.
Woo!
And Frieda Braswell, she's from Hyde Park. And she's been around since the days of Mumbles Menino, when she was in the mayor's office of neighborhood services. And I just pulled her rap sheet, you might say, on the Office of Campaign and Political Finance, her contributions. She's given $600 over the years to Marty Walsh, now the NHL Players Association director, or about to be. She gave $550 in small increments to Mumbles Menino, who looks like he's the one who hired her back in the... He was the mayor in 2003 when she first got her hack job at in the mayor's Office of Neighborhood Services. Then she became the deputy chief diversity officer. And now she's the A&F director, and it makes about $120,000 a year. She is also a longtime Boston Democrat political activist. She also gave money to Bob Consalvo. Many Mumbles, they called him. He ran for mayor too against back in the day, and didn't get anywhere. But he was from Hyde Park, like she was. And she's a community activist. That means she had a hack job at City Hall. She appeared in Woburn Superior Court along with two co-defendants, Jaime Liberty and Jaylene Rivera, both of whom are facing charges of conspiring to smuggle drugs into MCI Shirley. They were all released on personal recognizance. According to records on file in Woburn Superior Court, a grand jury indicted the Michelle Wu coat holder on December 15th. Woo! Can we say, can we have a thank woo from Mayor Menino? Prosecutors allege the alleged smuggling scheme stretches back
thank
to...
Woo.
Thank woo.
Thank
woo.
Thank
that's what he said when she gave him the $550, the woman who's been indicted tonight on drug smuggling and money laundering charges. The smuggling scheme stretches back to January 2021. It involved a conspiracy to smuggle synthetic cannabinoids known as K2 and Spice into MCI Shirley. Prosecutors say it involved four inmates, including Brassfield's nephew, and four, quote, non-incarcerated relations or significant others. What does that mean?
Can we call them soon-to-be incarcerated?
Non-incarcerated relations or significant others. That means nobody was married, but, you know, hey. According to the Commonwealth statement of the case, Manuel Jr. De Silva, now is he a non-incarcerated relation or a significant other? He's a former MCI Shirley inmate. He's a jailbird, in other words. Oh, excuse me. What do they have a new? They have a new phrase though. What are they? Readjusting to society or something? I can never remember these new woke phrases. He worked with the nine co-defendants to get synthetic drugs inside MCI Shirley. The statement of the case says the drug, when smoked, can cause psychosis, violent behavior, and other problems. So it's something you'd really want to have in prison. K2 and Spice are liquid drugs that are sprayed onto papers that are smuggled into the prison, often disguised as letters and legal mail. I'm reading now. This is Yahoo, but this is Bob Ward from Channel 25. This is a good scoop for Channel 25, it looks like. Nothing in the Herald or the Globe about this. Not that you're surprised. According to court documents, the drugs are sprayed onto 8x11-inch sheets, which are cut down into 1-inch squares and sold in prison for $400 each. One sheet of paper can earn as much as $32,000 behind bars. Wow. Wow, as Mayor Mumbles Menino would say. She was, by the way, according to a statement from Wooville, City Hall, Frida Brassfield, the veteran hack, was placed on unpaid administrative leave last evening.
Look, wow, slow down.
Mumbles can't believe one of his operatives from Ward 18, God's Country, has been found in these straightened circumstances.
Wow.
One sheet of paper can earn as much as $32,000 behind bars. Or as Biden would say, 32,000 grand behind bars.
Defendant
Junior De Silva allegedly negotiated bulk pricing and quoted prices as low as $250 to $300 per sheet.
We also knew this was a good, honest work.
That five seizures at MCI Shirley resulted in the confiscation of the drug-laced sheets.
A few knuckleheads.
Frida Brassfield used a mobile banking app to move money that was used during a seizure of drug-laced sheets in Boston on January 27, 2022. That was a year ago. Could it be a year ago, or did they just have is that just a misprint? And it was just, you know, 2 weeks ago. Several of the targets are involved in mobile banking to receive and distribute the proceeds of the operation, according to the facts of the case, supporting indictments of money laundering and conspiracy. The movement of money throughout the bulk of the investigation supports charges against Keenan Brassfield and Frida Brassfield. Now, they have the same last name, but are they non-incarcerated relations or significant others, or are they spouses or siblings? Unknown.
That's one thing that really fries my nose.
A source tells Boston 25 News Frida Brassfield moved money in increments of $999 to avoid banking mandatory reporting limits of $1,000. I thought it was $10,000. Maybe they've moved it down. I don't know. Okay, so that's the latest. We'll let you know if there are updates on that. But again, I implore you, try not to let this destroy your faith in the integrity of the administration of Mayor Michelle Wu and all the Democrats who are working now in state and municipal government
Thank you.
339, formerly non-incarcerated. Yeah, short-term non-incarcerated. All right, 844-500-4242. We have some Brandon cuts to get to here tonight, among other things here. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. Just this week, the MyPillow 2.0 arrived at my place here in Florida, and I'm really enjoying it already. You can say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping, just like I'm doing. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in four levels, it's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust me? Well, if you don't love it, you could always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by the 110 Grill. Celebrate Valentine's Day with their extensive gluten-free menu. You can finish off the meal with a warm buttermilk biscuit, strawberry shortcake. Reserve your table now at 110grill.com.
He's been called the Nostradamus of our time.
You know something? If you liberals go on getting your way, we're all going to hear one big loud flush. That's the sound of the USA going down the toilet.
He's Howie Carr.
Another job that Frieda Brasfield had at City Hall as she was the Black Employee Network Chair, according to her social media. Not big into Twitter, though. Only 10 tweets. Although I go to her Twitter page, and the first thing I see is Ayanna Pressley in a mask. So, anyway, today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote for at HowieCarshow.com, is who does the FBI most want to arrest? A Latin Mass Catholic, a random guy on a January 6th bus, a MAGA hat wearer, an angry parent at a school board meeting, a Betsy Ross flag owner, or a criminal?
A random guy on a January 6th bus.
That got 26%, 37% say a MAGA hat wearer, and 22% say an angry parent at a school board meeting.
And criminals?
1%.
1%.
But if you're an FBI agent, those are all the same answer.
They are. Yeah, you know, you're right. You're absolutely right. Some of them are more heinous than others. It just depends, you know. All right, 844-500-4242. 508 says, this is why correctional institutions have canines. They sniff out drugs on the perimeter and inside the facilities. Unfortunately, budget cuts have neutered, no pun intended, the canine programs in state and county corrections. All they need to do once the bulk mail comes into the institution is put a dog in the mail room. Problem solved. Do they? You're right. I mean, I don't think they have as many dogs as they used to. I mean, what about the state police? You know, when they were having all the COVID lockdowns, a lot of the people that they fired or forced to resign, forced out because they wouldn't take the jab, were canine officers. Remember that? We had stories at the time about, you know, the dogs live with the state police, who had the handlers. And so a lot of the people are married, and the dogs live with their kids. So it's the
a beautiful dog, a talented dog.
And so just to punish these people, just for not bending their knee to the deep state COVID regimen, they would go and they would grab the dogs while the officers were off duty, and the kids would start screaming and yelling. The reason I'm mentioning this today is the one of the authors of that grotesque COVID panic policy, Colonel Mason of the state police, is now retiring. Good riddance. Good riddance. The only bad news is he's going to get a pension of probably over $200,000 a year.
Think that raid at the headquarters had anything to do with that?
The raid, it was at RMV headquarters. Yeah, in Quincy. No, he just wanted to get in on one last scandal on his watch, which he did. You know, and things had been looking up for the state police. There hadn't been a scandal for like 4 or 5 months until last week. Boom, there it was. Selling commercial driver's licenses, allegedly. And the feds came in on them. The Department of Homeland Security. I'm told now that there was not an altercation between the higher-ups in the state police and the feds who came in. But other than that, everything in my Twitter account was true. 844-500-4242, 978. You think the FBI is looking into the two Republicans who were murdered? This was in New Jersey. There doesn't seem to be as much interest in that case as other crimes of political violence. Now, I know one of the cases, it was apparently a disgruntled former employee killed a second Republican city councilor. But they don't know who killed the female city councilor, the 30-year-old woman. They don't have any. It's a very mysterious case. The police are baffled, as they say. Yes, Charlie.
Always were baffled.
Always were baffled. I took that off of the lineup. There's more to that cut. We'll play some more of it. How come they never say when we're not baffled? Because it doesn't fit in the headline. Only baffled fits in the headline. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, Howie. Hey, Howie, what do you know about the new Boston Post that's supposed to be the new alternative for the Herald and the Globe?
Well, I don't know much about it. I don't think it's a daily newspaper, and I don't know how much news they. It's just an aggregator. I don't know much about it. I think they've been around for a while, but I'm not sure how much of an impact they've had. Why? Have you been reading it?
Well, no, but no, I heard something about it on one of the other stations or something, that they were there and they were going to be the alternative to, which Boston really needs.
Well, I agree, but you know, it's pretty bad that neither paper was at this arraignment this afternoon. I mean, this is what you have reporters covering the courthouse beat for. But I don't think either paper has anyone really covering the courthouse anymore. They just take handouts on everything. And so Bob Ward got the tip on from Channel 25, and he's there. And I don't see anything on any of the other TV stations either. They've actually got video of her leaving the courthouse in Woburn this afternoon. It's a good scoop. It's really sad what's happened to Boston media, not just the two newspapers, but you know, TV, there's very little left. I mean, again, today was the exception that proves the rule that the TV station was there. But most of the time, nothing much really happening. And certainly very, very few stories are ever broken by either paper or by the TV news. 844-500-4242. We're going to play some Brandon cuts when we come back. Have a few laughs or cries, depending on how you look at it, as we go into the weekend. He was with the governors today. The governors were in Washington for their semi-annual or quarterly meeting, And so he, of course, had to introduce some of them and get their names screwed up, as always. Charlie Parker is no longer around. He's out on a tour with Lester Young. They're going to play jazz at the Philharmonic tonight in L.A. That's a joke. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Bruce from the Mets say, call me crazy, but no amount of money could get me up in a hot air balloon now. Brandon is in a take-no-prisoners mode. He sure is. He's got a lot of money riding on this. He doesn't want to be cut off by his paymasters, Bruce from the Mets. Actually, I wouldn't go up in a balloon anyway. Can you imagine that? If you're going down, it'd be horrible enough to be in a plane crash, but a balloon crash? I think that would be even worse. They're still not calling it a balloon, by the way, the one they shot down today. Now it's turned into a high-altitude object. It's a small car sized Volkswagen bug sized. There are a lot of different small cars out there. Some of them are smaller than others. Or a Nash Metropolitan from the 50s. Now that would be really small. By the way, Senator Fetterman has been discharged from the hospital this evening. 844-500-4242. And they raided former Vice President Pence's house in Indiana today. He was in California. His daughter was giving birth to a child. He wanted to be there. So the FBI pulled some people off the Latin Mass detail and the MAGA hat probe and the Betsy Ross flag detail. And they went in there. They spent 5 hours rummaging around in his in Mike Pence's Indiana home, and they came up with one document. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says no matter how you look at it, in the end, Colonel Mason comes out smelling like a rose. Sadly, not a surprise. Well, Limerick guy, you know the old saying: living well is the best revenge. You know, you preside over an unprecedented string of scandals, and yet, and you treat your troopers like excrement, many of them, for doing what's right for themselves and their health, and in some cases their religion, and you fired them. Meanwhile, you were promoting guys who were just some of the worst, who had done terrible things to their spouses. I needn't go into it. It's been covered at great depth by me and Turtle Boy, among others. 844-500-4242. Let's play a couple of Brandon cuts before we go back to the phone lines here. He was with the governors today at the White House. Cut two.
How do you win Democrats again? Many of them are concerned about your age.
Well, that's not what I hear. Look, do you know any polling is accurate?
No, that's... This is a...
I think the success for all of us, Democrats and Republicans, is in part going to be measured by not what else we get done or passed, but whether we're able to implement what we've already done.
Can we quote you on that, Mr. President? Cut six.
For example, I ask a former governor. By the way, if you notice, I hired a lot of governors in my cabinet. Granholm, Raimondo, Vilsack, etc. Because you know how to get things done.
Governor Ray Rondo? Is that what he said? What state was Governor Rondo the chief executive officer of? Cut seven.
But we created 12 million jobs. No, that's never happened before in this period of time, in a two-year period. 12 million real live jobs, the lowest unemployment rate in 50 years.
Lies. Lies. All of them lies. He doesn't. He gets called out even by state-run media, and he doesn't care. He just comes back and he tells big whoppers again, like the 12 million jobs, lowest unemployment rate in 50 years. No. Cut one.
I told Governor Murphy once, every time I hear the President of the United States, look around and say, where the hell is he? He's coming. Anyway, it's great to see you all. Sorry to keep you waiting.
Every time the rest of us hear the President of the United States, we don't look around. We start crying. Or we get very depressed. We get long faces like John Kerry. Cut nine.
And you may have, we had somewhat of a debate on the State of the Union. But I was glad to see everybody says we're not going to cut Social Security and Medicare. I've noticed that happen, but I hope that's true, but that's what we, anyway, look.
It's what's called losing your train of thought. That's assuming he's able to think, which is not really. Okay, how about a Kamala? Let's have a Kamala run-on sentence. Cut five.
Definitely the priorities at the moment were formed by the immediacy of the pandemic, but you also talked with us about longstanding issues that your state has faced when it comes to, for example, roads and bridges, when it comes to the need to have access to high-speed internet. When you knew that the economic fabric of your state relied on your small businesses and what they needed not only in terms of immediate relief during the pandemic, but what they need to not only survive and thrive as we move forward, in particular with the policies that our administration has emphasized when it comes to, for example, a clean energy economy and what we can do to grow our economy by thinking innovatively about what the future will require us to do today.
Just to get to the end of it, thinking innovatively about what the future will require us to do today. Shouldn't it be tomorrow? Or what the present will require us to do today, or what the future will require us to do tomorrow? But that's just the end of the sentence, which ran on for 47 to 50 seconds. Cut four.
What I'm going to do is, I'm going to be quiet, right? I'm going to turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Eventually, I'm going to say something to you.
Oh, my God. Cut three.
I know it's a problem having to deal with all the money we're sending you. I understand that. But you all think I'm kidding. I think it is part of a problem. Anyway.
Oh, God. He gave an interview to Telemundo, and he said, he talked about, was it a security breach or not? Cut one on the main sheet.
And wasn't it a major security breach for the United States, just the fact that the balloon came into the airspace
No.
and flew over the country for so many days?
No, look, the total amount of intelligence gatherings going on by every country around the world is overwhelming. And the idea that a balloon could traverse, break American airspace is, anyway, it's not a major breach.
It's not a major breach. They just call Hunter if they need to know anything, and he sends it to them. I mean, they didn't need to go over the nuclear missile silos in Montana. They could have gotten it from us. I mean, that's what they pay us for, me and Jim, Hunter, everybody else in the family. I'm the big guy, but everybody gets a cut. That's the deal. And then I asked him, I said, send over another balloon the size of a small car so I can shoot it down. And and pretend that I'm actually concerned about national security issues. But no, it's not a security breach. They own the country. They own the government because they installed me as president, and now I'm doing their bidding. What's the big deal? Everybody knows this. 844-500-4242-508. I thought Rondo was playing basketball for the Lakers. 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Okay, hello, Howie. A few days ago, Biden was boasting that he ordered the balloon to be shot down. Now, yes. Is this the same guy who had absolutely no pre-knowledge of the raid on Mar-a-Lago?
Yes, it is the same guy. But, I mean, again, though, I know that's a rhetorical question, Bob, because you can't believe anything he says. Number one, I don't think he knows what he's saying half the time. But even if he does, you know, he's lied his entire life. That's what his whole political career has been based on, is a series, decades, a half century of lies. So what the hell does he care about what he says from moment to moment? He knows he's never going to be called out on it.
Oh, sure. And because he's the president. But, okay, that thing on Mar-a-Lago was the equivalent to Al Capone's vault with Geraldo Rivera.
Right. Right. Well, how about this thing today with Mike Pence? 5 hours, and they found one document. I mean, this is why people have contempt for the government in general, and the FBI in particular, and the Justice Department in particular, because it's a damn travesty. It's a farce. Thanks for the call, Bob. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Yes, Howie. With all the talk of Biden and what's going on with China, his deal and whatever, especially with allowing that satellite or that balloon, spying on us across the country. Of course, they said they took it out with radar or beams or wouldn't take any pictures, whatever. I don't believe it. Why has no one attached the word Quisling to Biden?
Because nobody knows what the word Quisling means anymore, Bill. You know that. Nobody knows any kind of history.
Well, I just found that out when I called the station. No affront to the person that answered the phone. But refresh this. I can't pronounce his first name.
I can't either. He was when the Nazis took over his country, I don't know, was it Norway? I can't even remember now. They installed people in these countries. In France it was Marshal Pétain in the Vichy French government, and in the case he was an old guy and he was a World War I hero, so they didn't execute him. In the case of Quisling, he was even a more obvious traitor and collaborator with the Nazis, and he was executed as soon as the Allies won World War II. And they always say if someone who's a traitor is a or it used to be Quisling. It's become sort of an obsolete, archaic word, whatever you want to describe it. Because again, nobody remembers what a Quisling is. I think his first name started with a V, but I can't remember it. That's a good point, though, Bill. It's a good word, and it should come back. Quisling, 844-500-4242, a proper name that has become a noun. Big news from Newsmax. AT&T's DirecTV just removed Newsmax from its carriage. Now Newsmax has been censored by DirecTV and U-verse. With OAN, One America News, gone, that's two conservative channels that AT&T has removed in the past year alone. Newsmax is the fourth highest-rated cable news channel, with Greg Kelly, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Schmidt, and more. Now millions, 13 million DirecTV subscribers can't watch them on Newsmax. They also can't watch President Trump's rallies, because Newsmax was the only cable station that's cable network that was carrying President Trump's rallies live. Certainly Fox wasn't carrying them. Now 13 million people have to go to fairly obscure channels on the internet to see President Trump live. Mike Huckabee, John Voight, Sarah Palin, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, and so many more are demanding that Newsweek be returned to DirecTV. President Trump is urging you to cancel DirecTV and AT&T. So stand up for free speech. Call AT&T and DirecTV now. Call toll-free 877-NEWSMAX and we'll connect you to DirecTV. If you oppose censorship and support Newsmax, you can also call 877-NEWSMAX. We'll tell you how you can help. Call your congressman or call DirecTV directly. Dr. Ben Carson says our freedoms are at stake. Every day, more and more people are trying to help out Newsmax. He says, stand up for Newsmax. That's Dr. Ben Carson. He's joining with so many other people, even Democrats, like Joe Lieberman has said that Newsmax should be back on DirecTV. So it's bipartisan, as they say. Call 877-NEWSMAX today, 877-NEWSMAX. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves. Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
This hour of the Howie Carr Show is brought to you in part by Western Razor. Invest in a 100% American-made razor for your man this Valentine's Day with code HOWIE10 for 10% off. To order, go to westernrazor.com/Howie.
He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
What is wrong with you? You quizzling? Stop that.
I don't know what quizzling means, but...
Bill had a good point, though. That's a forgotten word. Vidkun quizzling. He was the Nazi puppet in Norway. Vidkun, Quisling, Quisling. He was executed after the war, and he had one of those Nuremberg-type trials. But his last words before being shot on October 24th, 1945, were, "I'm convicted unfairly, and I die innocent." Here's a quarter. Vidkun, call someone who cares. No one cared in Norway. They were just glad to see him go. 844-500-4242. So let's have the Extinction Rebellion statement. This yesterday there was an insurrection at the State House. Some of these hippies, are these the same hippies who brought the pink boat to Charlie Parker's house? I think they are.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah. So they got into the State House, and they got into the corner office, and I don't think Mara Healey was there, so what the hell did she care? So they were just there, and they read a statement to the press. Cut 14. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
We're here with Extinction Rebellion in the office of Governor Mara Healey in the Massachusetts State House, demanding that the governor immediately and publicly put an end to the development of new fossil fuel infrastructure projects across the state, that she stand up and put some action behind the rhetoric that she's campaigned on about being a climate champion and stop the projects that are going up right now for gas power plants and pipelines, and make a commitment to our future to doing something about the climate crisis and taking the action that's necessary according to science and the international consensus. And so that's why we're here today, and we're not going to leave until the governor takes real action.
I wonder how many of those people have been on a private jet. I'm going to guess more than a handful. Okay, they had a chant. They had a chant. Cut 15.
No new fossil fuels! No new fossil fuels! No new fossil fuels! No new fossil fuels! No new fossil fuels!
That's not going into the chant Hall of Fame. I'll tell you that. Okay, let's have a little singing. Let's go out with a little singing.
This is where we are called to be. The sun is shining, and so are we. The sun is shining,
but not enough to keep me warm on a cold day. The sun is shining, the wind is blowing, and the turbines in the windmill are moving around because we turned on the electric batteries that come from the nuclear power plant power and the coal-fired plant power. Have fun, everybody, watching the big game. I'm Howie Carr.